And now on with the local news. We have three stories about special people in Norfolk. First, there's Blaise Fasseur, a local chef who's been helping feed refugees in Calais and Dunkirk. Next is a local grandfather who wrestled with an armed raider in Norwich. And finally, we have 40 volunteers who've signed up with the Evening News and Age UK Norwich to help older people if the weather turns icy. So first, a local chef has swapped North Norfolk for France to help feed thousands of refugees. He's also hoping to raise more money for a truck to send the food further afield to other European cities with the same situation. Blaise Fasseur from Dyes Loke in Aylsham spent a week over Christmas with hundreds of other volunteers in Calais and Dunkirk. The kitchen that's helping to feed thousands was set up in October last year by four London-based volunteers, Steve Bedlam, Paula Gallardo, Sam Jones and Jenny Mack. Mr. Vasseur, who works for international touring company Eat to the Beat, said, "They were my old friends who set it up and they were putting the call out there to ask if any chefs wanted to help out. I'm used to cooking for big numbers of people and I know that the situation out there is borderline disaster." After returning on December the 29th, it wasn't long before he decided to head out again, and he's now left to go and help. Mr. Fasseur, who's 44, said, "It feels so good to help out. I need to get on and work back home, but you can't get emotionally attached, and I just want to keep helping more. The volunteers are amazing out there. The jungle in Calais is running okay with doctors and food, but the site in Dunkirk is awful. There was a flood of water, hardly any food, and lots of the refugees have scabies. They're also burning tyres instead of wood, just to get warm."
A grandfather has described the moment he bravely wrestled an armed raider to the ground during a terrifying raid on a Norwich shop. A man wearing a crash helmet and armed with knives used what appeared to be a sawn-off shotgun to threaten staff at the Premier Store's newsagent. Staff at the Drayton Road store fled through the back, leaving petrified customer Sharon Baker alone with a robber. But despite being terrified and fearing that she would be shot in the back, Mrs. Baker rang for the door so she could alert her husband Darren, who was getting a Chinese in a nearby takeaway. He said, "I was terrified, but the adrenaline just kicked in. He had a crash helmet on and was pointing the gun towards me. He reacted a little bit and dropped his shoulders. And as he did so, I moved in and knocked the gun out of his hand." Mr. Baker, a maintenance worker, said it was not until after the incident that he realised the gun was a homemade imitation. He said the raider, who also had knives, apologised for scaring everybody, but had been desperate. Following the incident on December the 22nd, Stephen Lawrence, 54, of Watson Grove, Norwich, was charged with attempted robbery, possession of an imitation firearm with intent to cause fear of violence, and two counts of possession of a bladed article in a public place. He has since admitted the offences and will be sentenced at Norwich Crown Court on February the 12th.
More than 40 volunteers have signed up to help with an evening news campaign supporting isolated older people if the weather turns icy. The Evening News joined forces with Age UK Norwich late last year to offer a helping hand to any elderly people in the city area who would be left isolated if the weather turns icy over the winter months through its Cold Weather Friends scheme. And so far, the charity, which has a shop at 60 London Street and runs a range of services including advice, befriending, social and lunch clubs and a specialist day centre, has signed up 41 volunteers for this vital but short-term support. Jo Willingham, Age UK Norwich Information and Advice Manager, who is coordinating the project, said, "We have really been encouraged by the way city people of all ages have stepped up to help us. Older people who don't have a friend, family member or other care support have been registering with us for help for several weeks now, so this idea is really proving its worth." The volunteers, including readers who've responded to previous evening news reports, are all being security checked and asked for references for the protection of vulnerable people, and are then being twinned with older people, so that if conditions reach Met Office Level 3, which is snow and or widespread ice, the volunteer can phone, make sure their person is all right, and if necessary, take round vital shopping, such as foods or medicines.
And continuing the theme, a volunteer organisation has produced a leaflet on advice on coping with the winter months. The Royal Voluntary Service has teamed up with gas distribution company SGN to release a free leaflet full of advice for older people to help them keep safe and warm. The leaflet is on the RVS website.
A Norwich charity which empowers those with disabilities to live independent lives will benefit from a slice of a £70,000 funding pot. Equal Lives, which is based in Framlingham Pigott, will share the new Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership funds with two Suffolk causes. The charity received the cash for its Moving Forward project, which helps those facing barriers such as a physical disability, learning difficulty or mental health problem, and it helps them find work, training or volunteering. The boost will ensure Equal Lives is able to deliver the project this year. Mark Riley, project manager, said, "Equal Lives has achieved great things in 2015, supporting individuals with a disability to become work ready. More than half of the people we've supported this year, who are often perceived as furthest from the jobs market, have gone on to employment, education, training or volunteering. Equal Lives is committed to removing disability barriers and we're delighted that we can continue this work for a further year."
Writers' Centre Norwich is celebrating being one step closer to realising its ambitious vision for a national centre for writing in the city. The arts organisation is based at Dragon Hall and hopes to open the new centre in the Grade 1 listed building in early 2018. The project, which includes building a new wing and developing the existing venue, has now received a major boost after securing a £110,000 from Arts Council England and being invited to supply a further £789,000 from the Arts Council Capital Funding Programme. This funding, combined with money pledged from various trusts and foundations, would mean WCN has £300,000 left to raise of its £1.6 million target. Chris Gribble, WCN Chief Executive, said, "The National Centre for Writing will be a really significant achievement for England's first UNESCO City of Literature and something that will place Norwich on the national and international cultural map. The centre will enable young people across the county to benefit from access to wonderful writing and learning experiences, support talented writers and literary translators across East Anglia as well as nationally, and be a world-class partner to the UEA's Creative Writing Programme and an international centre of excellence."
The UEA has been placed 93rd in a world ranking of the 200 most international universities. The list, compiled by Times Higher Education, ranked more than 800 institutions on the diversity of their student body and how much academic collaboration there was with international colleagues and 11 other performance indicators. Vice Chancellor David Richardson said, "It cements our position as a globally recognised university."